episode 74 of the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast. Today is February the 23rd, 2012. I am Matthew Dean Furlough, and this is my futuristic brother, James Furlough.
You know, I'm pretty sure that we should name this episode the Google Tech Podcast. I have a feeling that's what we're going to talk about all week, or all, you know, which... all show, because that was pretty much dominated the news all week, and yeah, we're going to have trouble fitting it all in. Can you hear that dog barking in the background?
Yes, a little bit.
Okay, so we are, we're trying out a service, dogvacay.com, and where what you do is you open up your home to other dogs. It's similar like Airbnb, but for pets. So we have a dog staying with us right now. And he wants in on the podcast.
So. Understandably. You see, because Vinny doesn't bark, right?
Not really. Unless there's someone coming by, in which case he will defend his turf to the death and until the door opens up and then he's, you know, all cool. But, yeah, so that's not Vinny. That's another dog.
Well, so we're going to have
every time you hear a bark, think dogvacay.com.
Oh, yeah, nice. And they're not even paying us for that.
They're paying me to watch that dog, so...
No, that's a good point.
Cool. I'll give him some love.
So I have to put up with it. I want to cut. we're going to have some debate on the title of the show, I can tell you right now.
Fair enough.
Because this week was a weird week. This week was like a... We're not going to worry about what happens in the next year. We're going to worry about what happens in the next five. Like, all week, all news.
Yeah, which is going to be trouble for us because we actually do have to stop at 8:30. And this could easily be a three-hour show.
Yeah, 9:30?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay, thank you. It's like, yeah, because we're not going to fit it into an hour.
Just testing. See, okay. I'm setting your expectations. So you're going to aim for an hour, and I know we're going to overshoot. So,
we might finish it in 2.5 then.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this week, like every week, we will be talking about technology and the continuing corporate opera, maybe a little bit emphasis on the Google and the future. But by corporate opera, we, of course, mean the soap opera of corporations' dealings back and forth, the people working for them, their marketing campaigns, and our favorite, the technology they are developing. Before we get into the heart of the show, James has a quick disclosure that he has to go through.
Yes, I work for Hewlett-Packard. However, I do not represent HP or any of HP's opinions during this podcast.
Cool. Sometimes I claim to represent them because I have really good opinions, but HP doesn't listen to me. if you want to follow us throughout the week, you can go to our Twitter account. My Twitter handle is at Matthew D. Furlough.
And I am at James Furlough.
Cool. The show is at Furlough Bros, but if you want to get all this information and so much more, we do post all of the links and clicks and videos and sound bites and everything for the show to furloughbros.com. There's cool graphics, there's scrolling, there's hyperlinking, there's all sorts of awesome stuff, man. Check it out. And did you know this? That you don't have to listen to the entire show if you don't want to. If you're like, wow, you guys talk for an incredibly long time. I can't stand it. Well, we have a solution for you. We break this show into nice little clips, a couple minutes here and there, brings everything down to bite-sized pieces. If you don't want the whole chicken barbecued, slathered with barbecue sauce and a side of coleslaw, you can get just the wing or just the leg. Or just breast, whatever you want.
It's a dark meat. I got you.
Exactly. so you can go and check out different subscriptions for your podcast. You can get whichever feed you want. It's fancy dancy. Every week we ask, you know, if you like this show, if you find it entertaining and enthralling and amazing and delightful, please tell a friend and just let them know because. We like to do this, and we like to share it with as many people as we can. So, yeah.
So, I feel like people have been telling their friends since subscribers are going up. So maybe we should switch that to saying, hey, thank you for telling your friends. We really appreciate it.
You know what? And yeah, honestly, thank you for, you know, we'll tell you the next 5 weeks, we will give you 3% of all profits that Furlough Bro Shows makes for every person you sign up. You sign up 100 people, we'll give you 300% of our profits.
Excluding personal dog vacay income.
Good point.
Just had to put a disclosure in there.
You know what? If I can't get a cut of that profits, I don't think we're going to give it to our audience either.
Yeah, there you go. You could have Matthew's cut.
Exactly. Yes.
Oh, I like it.
So, anyways, what's going on this week? Am I up first? I'm up the bat first. Cool. So, like I said, this episode is all about futurism. Not exactly sure how this came to be, but I have a question, James. Do you have all of your hands?
Let me check. 1, 2, 3. Yes.
Okay, cool. Well, if you ever lose one, I got some good news. Some researchers in Europe. They have developed a new hand, a new prosthetic hand. And this to me, okay, so I should start. I gotta peel this back a little bit. When I was in college, or no, high school, when I was my senior year of high school, I was in advanced placement biology because I was smart. And we had to do this presentation on a biological thing. And I was hanging out with this real cool chick, and we were, like, doing a project together. And she was
that's
like
– story.
I know. It's awesome. But she was doing like the flirtatious, like, oh, whatever you want to do it on, we can do it on. And me being a dork was just like, okay, well, instead of like, oh, you want to hang out, quote unquote. No, I actually wanted to like do the project. So we did the project on cybernetics and I got like stoked. I was so excited because what we did was it was great. We basically went through like all the different cybernetic projects out there that at the time, this is a long time ago. Oh my goodness. Almost a decade ago. And what we did was we built out this, like, how to create a superhuman, like a superhero with cybernetics. And, like, we were talking about, like, controlling...
Like Terminator style? Like, that kind of thing, or...?
No. Not like... Because Terminator's
like
not...
a robot.
No. Not a robot. Cybernetics. So, like, cybernetic enhancement. So, like optical implants for your eyeballs. So, like, Google
Glass...
So, like,
Glass RoboCop.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So, Google Glass is...
Or Darth Vader, perhaps?
You're missing the point. Yes.
We're just trying to get a mental image of what cybernetics means.
Okay, good. Cybernetics. Cybernetics is actually the idea of connections between some sort of a motor mechanic and some sort of a brain kinetic. It's almost never used in the context of a computer controlling a robotic arm, but technically that definition works. Usually okay. It's used in the context of like your brain controlling or, you know, communicating with your brain. So like cochlear implants
Darth
is an
Vader.
Example of that. Yes. I'm so there. Cochlear implants is an example of this where it's like they actually tie electrodes into your cochlea and then they transmit sound. So you can hear if you can't hear. They have like ocular implants. They can like, they have monkeys that could control stuff with their brains, mechanical arms and stuff. So this is like a field moving forward, and I've always been super stoked about it. My dream one day is to have cybernetic enhancements, and to become more than human.
Anything in particular?
Yes.
Well, I have an amazing beard.
Yes.
Cyber hair.
So one of the stories I'm writing does have a cyborg, and guess what he has? A cybernetic beard. It's not as lame as it sounds. It sounds kind of lame. But it's because he's like being eaten by nanobots that are like transforming his whole body slowly into a robot, and it like starts affecting his face, so he kind of grows like a robot beard.
So what's that particular enhancement?
Well, so what?
I got to read the story to find out.
You got to read the story to find out. It doesn't actually give him any like mechanical ability so much as it's supposed to show the depth of like how invasive and how sophisticated animal these nanobots are, where they not only will attack your hair, but they'll actually turn your hair into metal so that it like so that it acts like a heat sink. And allows it to so it's cool. It's not lame, trust me. Sometimes when I describe my stories out loud without like all the backstory, they sound super lame. I like have to remind people, this isn't as dumb as it sounds, okay? trust me. And anyways, so what was I talking about? You asked what I would want, and I said I was gonna say, I want extra limbs. I want like two extra arms. I think that'd be great.
And then you just did a fighting stance. Is that so you can get into fights? Or?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Yes. I have like four arms going. Oh, man.
Textual driving. Wait, exactly. The eyes.
Yeah. oh my goodness, there's so many cool things you could do. Anyways, big step.
If I had three eyes, would that enable me to see in 4D?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I figure I got two eyes. I can already see in 3D. I'm just going to keep adding in dimension. No? All right.
No.
All right.
You don't live in 4D. You live in 3D. You're like hoping you're a psychic.
I'll take that enhancement too, I guess. I don't know.
What this stuff does, it's pretty cool. They actually, I suppose, a couple of years ago, they developed this feeling hand where it had a couple of motor actuators and it had a couple of touch sensors, and they temporarily installed it in a dude straight into his nerval packets in his arm, so that he could control the mechanics of it with his hand, with his brain, and then it would send signals from the touch sensors directly into his brain, into the nerval packets, so into his brain essentially. Not really. It travels up his arm into his nerval, into his nervous system.
Nerval.
Nerval system. So basically what happens is this dude could control a hand and the hand could send him, information back, but it was just seeing if it was possible. So this
is like Luke Skywalker, if I'm going to stick with mine.
Yes, actually that's exactly what it's like. These guys, you got to check this hand out, man. It like looks like a fully articulated hand. It looks very cool. It's got a bunch of pads on it where you could like, it's got touch sensors on the fingertips, on the palms, like pressure sensors, temperature sensors. But they're going to, later this year, they're going to install it into an undisclosed person. They haven't given his name out, but they're going to full on be communicating with him. So it's like, and I've always thought that this is the way you needed to do cybernetics, like, you know, cybernetic enhancements. You know, there are really cool ones that are non-invasive that like just strap to your arm. You like use muscles to control it. They're very, very articulated. I think it's great. But I've always believed that the long-term solution to like amputees and people who lose their limbs is this sort of a thing. Because what's really cool is the brain can learn how to like deal with it, like, and rearrange the neurons in order to be able to get better control over time, better understanding of it. So you'll be able to more and more information will be able to be packed into these things, and we'll get better and better at like installing it into your arm. I like the word install.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So this is like, this is super exciting. I give it another 30 years before I actually cut one of my own arms off in order to get an upgraded
before
arm.
Before you do it on purpose?
Yes.
Okay, that's cool.
Because this stuff is awesome, and it gets me really excited.
What a line! I give it 30 years before I purposely cut off my hand in order to get a cybernetic hand. All right,
Dean Kamen. Dean Kamen, the dude who created the Segway, and
did he threaten to cut off his legs?
Yeah, revolutionized transportation for all of us forever. Or that was his goal. Who knows if he succeeded? I'll give you a hint.
Oh, I know.
He didn't.
that will play very nicely into another conversation we have later.
Cool. But Dean Kamen actually, pretty much since then, has been working on these types of prosthetics, automated prosthetics, and has been doing incredible work. I mean, this other company is cool, but nothing to what compared to what Dean Kamen has been doing for like energy efficiencies, just overall control. Like the guy is brilliant. Like he's undoubtedly amazing at what he does. Building
kind of
like,
style, but he's smart.
Yeah. He doesn't really doesn't really have a sense of what's cool, but. Which is the problem with the Segway, because the Segway was an incredible piece of technology, just not very cool.
Which, I'll be honest, if they could have gotten the price point a little bit lower, I probably would have gotten over it very quickly.
Yeah.
I think that was part of the problem, but...
Oh, it was a huge part of the problem. It was not cool enough for a $3,000-$5,000 machine. But
now,
Dean Kamen...
$1,000?
Maybe.
That's cool enough for that.
Yeah. And
dude,
Dean Kamen,
$1,000 for a Segway? Come on.
I might. A computer,
exactly.
A nice computer, I might do that.
Exactly.
But he does ridiculous work, and he does it for the troops. Like he's actually like it's a really, really respectable program that he does, in my opinion. Huh. You know, just taking care of people who don't have limbs anymore. And he does stuff for like where he does like double amputees where he like gives dudes with no arms again and like control of their fingers. It's crazy. But his statement has been he's going to keep his project what he does, and he says he's going to keep working on it until the day that the other soldiers say, maybe I should lose a hand too, because you're really cool now. He goes, I want prosthetics to be as good as an actual limb. And the day we can go a step further, I'm going to stop, because I don't want people to start whacking off their limbs in order to get my robotic arms, which I think is a great standard. But it's going to happen, Dean Kamen, and I'm going to be part of it, so back off.
I'm going to be an early adopter.
Right? See, that's the thing is I just want – okay, so this is ridiculous, but what I really want is I want them to have like whatever plug they're going to put into me. Like I just want it to be a universal adapter for all future upgrades. So every year or so I can get a new arm that's even cooler than last year's but will just like plug in so I don't have to do more interfacing into my nerves. That's the only thing that worries me actually. Mm. And I think that in like – 30 years, we'll have kind of gotten a handle on how to do that.
A handle.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's cool. I'm super stoked about it. But
very cool.
The future.